Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Pick Central. Brandon Walker, I assume, is still in the bathroom.
Oh, he's just being a hardo for the fucking dozen.
Is he? Taking his performance.
Fangirling.
Ooh, I knew that one. I knew that one.
Mm-hmm. Taking his PEDs. Brandon
Pick
Walker.
Me, Jeff. I should have been MVP.
You done?
No. I got plenty more, but
go ahead.
I know we gotta cater to the sponsors. Go ahead.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Oh, congratulations.
Ah, there he is.
What are you doing, dude?
Being a fanboy.
Fanboy.
Fanboy. Fanboy.
12 o'clock, and I was late, and it's 12:02 and 22.
Hey, you and Kirk are just skiing together. Just
dozen is happening.
Oh, the dozen!
Dozen is happening right now, and I was watching a dozen match.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
If one of us did that, you'd freak.
I also said it. You'll bring it 12 o'clock.
Hey, darn! It's a dozen. You're in it.
I was watching a dozen match. Frankly, I was watching a thrilling dozen match. That's all you'll get. But I was watching a dozen match.
No one's calling that match thrilling.
No, it thrilling. First, you don't think any of it's thrilling because you're not allowed to play in the league.
No, I do like. I like the dozen, but that match, no one's calling it thrilling.
All right, no spoilers. There are four of us here in the tournament, and that's it. The dozen's being.
Stop talking about it.
I will. Have you read the sportsbook ad yet?
One champion for the dozen.
Yeah, one champion. It's true.
Very true. Spitting facts.
No, that is an accurate statement. There's one champion sitting here right now. Well, one tournament champion. Shut up, Marty.
There's another guy.
Congratulations.
You won your pennant.
You won the shootout at Bahamas Nassau.
There's another guy that won two Arizona championships.
You won the Liberty Bowl. Congrats, bro.
And the battle for New York. Unfortunately, no first team doesn't appear for
the show.
Well, no, I have two.
No.
Oh, this year, but before this year, I have two. I have two. And I was going to have three. Is his mic on? I don't hear him as well as I hear everybody else. The Barstool Sportsbook now offering a $1,000 bonus for new players.
Did it. Did this.
I asked you if you did it, and you said nothing.
It said yes.
I said
yes.
You and Kirk are skiing together.
Right. I said, did you do the Sportsbook ad, and you said a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke. You and Kirk are both circle jerking each other off.
First of all, it's only two of you. It can't be a circle.
You two find a way.
It's just a one-on-one.
Jump around.
It's a Venn diagram between.
Just spin around. All right, you guys are all spiced up today. Why is everybody so sassy?
Well, I lost
Monday.
I know why you're sassy. You've got 2 days of not being here. You probably got built up mental problems. You, I don't know why you're sassy.
I got a lot of sports happened. I hit a big bet, not a big enough for a mariachi band, but a good bet.
But you said there was going to be a mariachi band.
Oh, if Bryson won, it was a mariachi band. I'm not spending all the winnings on a mariachi band.
Yeah, but if you went.
It's going to be a big bet. $1,000 is not a big bet. You guys would be like, come on, you can't be celebrated for
$1,000. I would do unspeakable things to a penis to win a $1,000 bet at this point.
Believe me, I was. Yeah, if Brooks lost yesterday, I was done.
I've not had a good week of gambling, and I would really. A $1,000 bet is a big deal. Hey, Big F.
Hello, Brandon.
How are you?
Good. Brooks is what saved me. I've been horrible, too, the last couple days.
Brooksy as well, yeah.
Brooks bailed me out.
Plus 2,000?
Yeah, 2001.
Awesome.
It seems like everybody in the company bet that, and I bet Dustin Johnson as the long shot.
Oh, you love
because the last tournament he was 40-1. I bet more on him.
You love blondes and cocaine, so that's why you bet Dustin Johnson.
Say that word again.
Cocaine.
I let me tell you, I'm a golf.
Like Julia Fox, Uncut Gems.
Cocaine.
I'm a golf guru. I've realized.
You're not. You just picked the guy that
Brooks,
everybody else.
And
picked.
I also had a guy 125-1 who came in third.
Yeah, but you picked two huge name guys. It's not like you picked.
DeChambeau. Who's the second guy? Oh, DeChambeau.
He hasn't won even.
You
close
picked two
in
huge
a while.
Name guys.
Oh, I so honestly, you know what I did?
Like 125. That's
125-1.
What were the odds to hit a hole in one?
I think it was actually like.
I think it was actually the odds were like.
Don't make him crazy.
I think it was like over like 2.5.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't even like one.
It was even.
To hit a hole in one
for the tournament,
they just do it, man. It's just how they do it. You got to think. There's this. It's crazy.
I got to be honest. The only reason I
blocked the only one,
Brooks and DeChambeau, because I listened to SVP just said. You got to be able to drive the ball really far on this course. And then I was like, all right, those two guys. Yeah. That was literally it. And that course, every course should suck in the first 2 days to make the tournament that much better.
But how?
The visuals stink. I don't want to watch the rain. I don't watch the
How many puddles. Of the golfers today don't drive the shit out of the long? Like, who are the guys that don't hit it long?
Like, Speed doesn't hit it long.
He doesn't hit it long?
Nah. Good amount play, like, just.
But
like,
he was on, it was on because his putting.
Man, I know DeChambeau's so a different level, but I feel like I was watching Hovland, and Hovland was bombing it.
But I'm saying the known, like, heavy hitters are, like, Brooks, DeChambeau. I know, like, Rory hits it a long way.
Rom hits
it a long way. Like, Bubba, I know, hits it a long way.
Where's he been?
He's old. He's old now.
Who?
I said Bubba.
I would assume, this is coming from a complete non-golf guy, I would assume that the average drive, it's like the average fastball when Charlie Sheen was in the 80s was, like, 88 miles an hour. That was the average fastball in the major leagues. What was the average drive in like 1988?
Yeah,
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
your baseball player was Charlie Sheen.
Well, no. So when Charlie Sheen major league, he was hitting 80, but the average fastball was like 88 miles an hour. Like 88 when major league came out.
So in 2000,
I got to correct. He said a bunch of things that were wrong. I got to correct him.
I am befuddled.
It came out April of 1989. A Wild Thing hit 97, 99, and 101 in that movie, so he was hitting big numbers.
I'm talking Charlie Sheen in real life when he took PEDs like you take for the dozen. He did it for an actual reason for success, and he would hit like 85 miles per hour.
No wonder you bet DJ.
Okay. The average drive in 1988. That's a great question. I wonder if I can Google that. I'm going to say it was still pretty – I'm going to say –
So Steve Thomas led the tour that year with the average driving distance of 284. The average was 262.
Wow, Jesus.
Rory, the clubs just get better now. That's
Rory
leads the
PGA this year with an average driving distance of 326. The average is 297.
Jesus.
284 was the leader in 1988?
Yeah.
That's what Steve, I think would
how be. How many is there 50 guys over 284 these days? Seems like there should be.
The average is 297. It's got to be way over that.
Yeah.
Jesus. John Daly was the leader for forever, almost like a decade.
Yeah.
He never eclipsed over like 307.
Never eclipsed over 307?
What'd you say Rory was?
320-something. 327.
326.6.
Jack Nicholson Jack Nicholas.
Rory's
with
not even
these,
like a big guy.
With these clubs.
Rory's 5'9".
That's like, well, not big.
That's his average
He's
drive.
Just got great.
Yeah, yes. But also are they taking account with are these par threes on the drives as well?
I think these are only par fours.
No. Okay. Come on.
I think it's only pulling out.
Well, come on, me.
Only pulling out the driver.
Come on. Yeah, that's a question if you ask if you're on cocaine.
What are you doing? What do you keep doing this for?
On Monday, I don't know. What do you want me to say?
It's just you've made three cocaine jokes already.
All right.
Brooks
no
Koepka got his fifth major championship before Phil Mickelson got his first at this age.
Wild.
That's crazy.
So one of the
where is he gonna go? He's gonna be top five ever.
Is he? Well, that's tough.
There's 20 guys that have won five majors. I was shocked how high that number is. There's a lot of old.
A lot of them are 1905.
Yeah, but how old is Brooks?
33.
That's so young. And
there's only since 97. There's three guys that have won five. It's him, Phil, and Tiger.
If he doubles his career production, he gets to 10. That's still 8 behind Jack Nicklaus.
That would put him to me. That'd probably put him like top 5, though.
Yeah, but I also think it's way more like 5 or 6. I think.
What did Tiger get to? 14?
But here's the thing.
Winning five more majors is a shit ton. That's a lot to be.
15. Yeah. He
it's amazing he didn't break that. It really is.
Is Brooks the most effortless all-time great? Because his resume is based only on majors. He has 5 major championships. He has 4 regular titles.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Which is
truly really only matters if it's a major.
Yeah, majors matter. Like, what the fuck's the point?
I'm just saying. He's the epitome of that.
Yeah, he's good.
He cares about the majors. He
plays the best when the pressure's on the most.
He's made 50% of top tens in 50% of his majors. He's made the top 10. I think in 43%, he's made the top 5. Like, he's got ridiculous percentages.
Wow. Like, you'd think he might have fallen off because he came in second at the Masters and he just wins. Like, that's crazy.
Well, he got himself to the exact same position he was in the Masters, where he was right there at the lead start of Sunday, and then the Masters he faded, and this time
he just like took over. Yeah,
yeah. This time he just took over himself, and Hovland kept up for a while, and then
Hovland
he flew up.
Great.
Hovland's
it was
great.
Just that one shot that got stuck in the sand. Because did you guys see that shot? Because when he hit it, I was like, where the fuck did that go?
I knew what the same exact shot happened to Connors the day before. So when he hit it, I didn't see it. I was like,
really
I knew. I was fist pumped because I was like, I had Brooks. So I was like,
yeah, no, that was it.
If we're going to be watching these golf majors, I need CBS to step up. If we sat there and we argued for 10 minutes over where Brooks's ball crossed this creek or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
CBS is showing us a path exactly where it crossed. Why can't we use that? I feel like golf ought to be able to use that.
1,000% should be able to.
Tennis will say, hey, that ball was out. No, it wasn't. All right, let me look. Oh, fuck, you're right, it wasn't. And that's tennis will just do it all day long.
Yeah.
And golf, why can't golf do it? I don't understand. No, nothing.
Okay. No, you're right. Absolutely, no, I mean, they're stuck in their ways. Yeah,
it's true.
Is that Michael Block shot is one of my favorite sports moments in a very long.
You don't get incredible. To claim him from Mississippi State.
I do.
You just found out about the guy.
He went to Mississippi State University to play golf. What? Did they just turn off all the lights in this building?
I think so.
They just turned it back on, so it's not a big deal.
Did he graduate?
Huh?
You graduate.
Not everybody that goes to Mississippi State graduates.
I think you could only claim to be from Mississippi State to graduate. But
he transferred.
You are technically an alumnus of the school if you simply attended it.
I have
Alabama gets to claim Jalen Hurts. I get to claim Michael Block.
I have argued that as well. It's just a fact.
Right.
They're technically your alma mater still.
He's got to be on the Joe Burrow wagon over here. So if he gets Joe Burrow, I get Michael Block. So,
Michael Block, he had a better weekend.
Joe Burrow graduated. I don't even think he ever graduated.
Well, per capita, that might be true. Like, compared to where Michael Block was going into the weekend, compared to where Brooks Koepka was going in the weekend?
I think 1,000% it's what Michael Block had a better weekend than Brooks.
His entire life changed.
Yeah, he's got invited to 2 more tournaments. And
so next
Brooks, like, yeah, of course, it's great you won. But, like, more people.
I don't know. He did go from 4 to 5, though, and that's a game changer.
I think it's but this guy, no one knows who the fuck he was.
Right. No, it changed way more. Koepka was already elite, and he just gets – like one more trophy.
And like, we're talking about this guy.
Next year, PJ, he's going to be in a featured group.
He was plus one. He came in 15th. We're talking about this guy. You could plus one in any other person. It's like, that was a dog shit round. This guy saved par in the last hole, and we were like, holy
shit. It was an incredible par save.
It was a great save. And it's awesome.
The chip and par were fantastic. He dunked a hole in one.
It's impossible. That's to me is impossible.
Had the ball not like pop out?
It like fucked up the hole.
I know, it was incredible.
His
reactions
and
to everything.
He didn't even know it went in until for like a minute.
All right, so yeah. I'm a little woke on this one too. His all shucks after that was a little much.
He knew
it went in.
I think that.
Oh, did it go in? Rory just walked from 25 yards away to give him a hug.
Yeah, but you
he said that's when he like it like sunk in like holy shit like really.
But even walking away, he's like, Rory, did that go in?
Went in. It went
in. Because he wasn't. I think he genuinely was not sure. Because you stick one like 2 feet from the pin, you're gonna get a huge erect.
Not gonna get that one.
But how is he gonna judge that off the tee? Like you can't see. You get a huge applause if it's this feet far from the hole. You're gonna get almost the same reaction.
I mean, he just cried every time.
Yeah,
he just loved.
I can understand that.
And I was like, you know what? That's why people are gonna love this guy because he was so genuine about everything.
Well, I loved even Rappaport, our guy. Like the after day 3. Was starting to say, if you stay where you're at the money, and he was like, I don't even want to know. Like, he was so like, I don't want to know about money.
I like Rappaport, by the way. That motherfucker.
I like him, too. He's good at his job.
Best winning.
Daniel, right?
Yeah, he's very good at his job.
He's good.
I have to clarify.
Yeah, there's another one we don't like.
Daniel, right? Well, we like him fine. Oh, that one we don't. Okay, yeah.
Catch up.
His biggest winnings was $75,000
for it was for coming in first.
And that was at some championship, and then he had won 288 yesterday.
Yeah, around that.
283. But then making the next two tournaments is probably is bigger.
Yeah, huge.
What, so how is this? Like, obviously, I knew someone was going to let – so the next tournament, they're just, like, letting them in? Like,
they have exemptions. They can let anybody
qualified.
Play.
If you
– like, you can if play you, if, come, if they really –
if you come in the top 15, you guaranteed a spot the next year.
No, that, no, I'm that, saying yeah. about the
these tournaments have exemptions. Where they don't use it like that. They don't like, invite a local sports
this,
player.
Well, this one, because it's the PGA Championship.
No. This is
yes, it
totally
is.
Different. This is totally different.
Yes, it is.
He's talking about the U.S. Pro. Open, the next
He's talking
major?
About two different things.
The one this weekend.
These two tournaments coming up that invited him just use their exemption. It has.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
this
yeah.
one he earned his way in for the club pros. They have a tournament, and
What's
he was top
happening?
20.
Yeah. I'm talking about the one
right.
this weekend.
Yeah, he got
let
in.
Me and Marty talk for a second. We got
one
the conversation.
One in Dallas coming up.
Oh, right.
Oh, nobody gives
They're
a
using
fuck
their
about that.
Yes, they do because he invited him to it.
Marty, focus on me. I'm going to focus on you.
Yeah.
They use their exemptions. They use their exemptions for players who didn't qualify, but they have name value, so they bring them in. Like, if Tiger Woods hadn't played the last 10 weeks and hadn't qualified for certain things, they would say, Tiger Woods, you're Tiger Woods. Come on, you use our exemption.
They all invite him for everything.
Right, right. They use them for to get guys who don't otherwise qualify, but they won't there, and Michael Block got one of their exemptions.
Are you asking how he played in the PGA Championship?
I can't do it. I can't. What? I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it.
You know how he got to the PGA Championship?
I will go over there and use my one push on you.
Okay.
I don't think everybody gets a push now. I think I'm the only one. Do we all get a push? One push and one can throw.
I think it's circumstantial.
The thing that's not talked about is Nate got a full blown like shoulder.
A deck wiping.
Yeah, that's the dog, right? The dog is down.
Yeah, he's the it's actually I feel very
horrible. I was with him Friday night. Like it was just a freak accident.
Could have happened to you.
Yeah.
Also the only person outside of NBA center to get Liz Frank.
Honestly, he's dealing with the same injury as Durant, Yao Ming.
Jesus.
Who had it? What? Porzingis had
if
it.
He won
Embiid had it.
In Vegas at the WSOP. With a leg up like this at the table?
Can't do it, though. It sucks.
Why?
They don't allow that.
You don't allow you to be in a wheelchair?
You can be in a wheelchair, but you can't have the space to be, and it'd be extremely uncomfortable. You're literally sitting there for 12 hours a day.
I know, but there's. Like I feel like they would let them.
That includes getting there. Like,
well, airport's got wheelchairs. It's just you got to get first class.
If your foot's that banged up, like he has ligament damage.
Oh, I know. It's not good. It's awful.
What? He did that getting out of an Uber?
He's getting out of an Uber.
Yeah, but there's got to be. He's probably. It's got. Wait, did he trip? Did he.
He must have just.
Yeah, he is
hard.
Rich. We all need to. He is rich. He got an XL. He was drunk video.
I love he the subtle flex.
I was
XL.
Uber XL.
XL, no big deal by myself.
I realized I don't know a lot of Blink-182 songs. Great concert.
I think I know two.
I didn't know as much as I
thought. So you said this was the first CD that I bought. I was like 12 when that came out.
All Small Things and What's My Age Again?
No, Damn It?
I probably know Damn It.
I didn't know that they were going to finish with Damn It. Because that's the one I love. Because that's from... Can't Hardly Wait when they bust up the party.
Finish for Damn It.
Yeah, I didn't know that people love that as much as I did. That's my favorite song. Unbelievable.
Took notes on Travis Barker.
No, I did not.
You went?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Oh.
I went Friday. Go
ahead. I think 182 is big enough to have two straight MSG shows.
And the Barclays. We're at Coachella.
182 is massive.
I went UBS.
The real ones went Friday night.
Yep.
Oh, you went on Long Island.
Yeah.
And now they got the Barclays Wednesday.
T's and P's to Nate, seriously. Send him good wishes on Twitter. He's, like, actually really, really depressed, and he can't go anywhere. He's just, like, stuck in his...
Oh, yeah, it's brutal for this, right before the summer. That's brutal.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
I still think he... you know what? I'm not going to take that one.
Go ahead. Go ahead. There we go.
I'm not going to swing
check it. Check swing.
You going to check it?
Did he go?
He didn't go.
He didn't go yet.
He didn't go. You could go.
There's another pitch coming.
It's not two strikes.
Just as a survey, do we think he makes it in the office before other people? I still think he has
a
warrior in him.
Ricochet shot. I didn't see the ricochet shot coming. Direct.
I think certain people are just never coming back.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah.
I think he makes it back.
I'm not sure why, but.
People think they.
I also just couldn't care less if anyone does anymore.
I wish you'd stop coming to the office.
I mean, but a lot of people probably do. This whole chat probably does.
PGA Championship has delivered three straight years. 2021, Phil Mickelson wins at plus 15,000.
Jesus.
Last year, Zalatoris loses to Justin Thomas in a playoff And then this year, Michael Block gives us movie-like performance is what Ebo – and Koepka was also awesome, too. Like, Koepka Hovland for 16 holes was a hell of a duel, and then it ended the way it ended, but it was right. good.
The like, Michael Block thing, like, usually when you have, like, a sports movie, they have to, like, make shit up. Like, you don't have to make anything up in his round. Like, he had, like, a miracle stressful up and down on 18 to preserve
it. But as Kirk said, like, the big reveal is that he finished 15th in the PGA Championship.
Yeah, but are you just gonna? Yeah, but
what was the big? What was the big?
You're skipping over that he's a fucking Joe.
Listen,
I like to hate on things, but this one there's nothing. If you hate it, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
like you just want to hate it because people like it.
Yeah.
Are you just gonna parrot things?
I'm not. Absolutely. Listen, it's a great. It's a great story. It's a great story. But the little graphic at the end when they show the black screen, it's like. He finished 15th.
Where are the puppet strings in the back where Kirk is moving you around?
Plates, did you come in the PGA Championship?
This guy is a nobody. I understand that.
He's a teaching pro.
You can't say I understand it. Also say
$100 a session.
Charging $150 for lessons.
$125.
$150.
Was $150?
I don't know.
It was $150.
Regardless, his price went up.
Dozen day.
His price went up.
Oh, here comes Kirk. Do you want to? You want to go see? He's going to the bathroom. If you want to go wipe him.
That was pretty good.
Why don't we let's get to the Nuggets. It's been 20 minutes and we haven't dunked on the Nuggets yet.
Well, because yesterday was an all-time.
I wish we had a Celtics fan on the show. We could just drag him.
Well, the odds are that we would have a Celtics fan on the show. How do we know?
It's a shame we don't.
I know that everyone has to say.
Well, you can break Clover on.
Hardcore, yeah.
I know everyone has to say, all the finals are going to suck and the final. But like,
I was gonna be great, if it's,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Like, is it a horrible market and all this shit? And did you want Lakers Celtics? Yes.
Look,
but tough. They're playing. These two teams earned to be there. After shut up.
Smitty's got a hell of a windup going on.
Celtics are done. They're done. They should fire that coach before game four.
If only they had another replacement.
Okay.
In the franchise.
But. And I'm not saying that the Lakers are gonna come back. Like it's never happened before. But if there's one person in NBA history that could do it, he's come from 2-0 before a couple of times.
They won. I'll ask a question. They're both down 3-0, the Lakers, the Celtics. If you had to, if I told you one of these is going to do it and you had to pick, you almost have to pick the Lakers, right?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. The way the Celtics folded yesterday, absolutely. Sure.
Again, they've been somewhat in the game.
Lakers are competitive. They're just losing.
Yes.
And the Celtics just got embarrassed.
Losing the fourth quarter of the Lakers a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron's got to start hitting. He just has to start taking over.
Maybe hit 1-3.
Bring back Brad.
But let me ask you a question, because I know everyone yesterday, right, is fire Mazzulla. I agree. I think he's an awful coach. I think he put Spoelstra on that. They win their championship team. But this isn't directly his fault. He took over. I think that Jason Tatum needs to show up a little bit yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Where it's Brown.
Like, yeah.
Like, I understand.
Brown's been awful.
No one's like, Brown's been awful. Like, Mazzulla, for sure, he did have some things. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This coach is nowhere to be found.
Well, it's just a matter. It's the same exact team as last year with the sixth man of the year.
Yes.
I mean,
but again, he also took over this year. It wasn't like his team that he just fucking like.
Where's the Duque going? Where did he sign?
Houston.
Their two best players, Tatum and Brown, who are not an elite duo, and Brown has really not been elite in this playoff. They scored 27 points yesterday on 35 shots.
You don't think they're an elite?
That's awful.
You don't think they're an elite duo?
I think Jaylen Brown is. I don't think he's part of an elite duo.
I think they're
pretty good.
They're considered pretty fucking good.
They are.
And people
they're considered that good, but they have not played that good.
Who are some of the teams in the East playoffs? Would you think Jaylen Brown is better than the Knicks with R.J. Barrett?
Yes.
Coming in, sure. Yes. But they are not playing to that level is what I'm saying. They're not playing there.
Oh, so what you're arguing is two different things.
Jaylen Brown.
He's not playing as an elite duo. They are an elite
duo.
Look,
if you redid that draft, that's the Ben
Not even trying
draft. Jaylen Brown probably should be
you're
number one.
You're being difficult.
No, I'm really not.
It's a very easy concept.
They're not playing
we're finding
as an elite
out they
duo.
Might, we're finding out they're not an elite duo right now. In the biggest
they're
moment
not
of their career.
Like an elite duo. But coming in, you said he was better than Barrett. I still think they're an elite duo. They're just not playing to an elite duo.
You think Barrett's the second best player on the Knicks? Is he?
Let me tell you something.
Better than Randall. Am I crazy?
Jaylen Brown's way better than RJ Barrett.
Yeah, but
I'm crazy?
That's the issue. You're doing the same thing I did. Because in the regular season, you would never say Barrett was better than Randall.
I mean, Barrett
played better in the playoffs.
Randall was 13 all NBA.
Randall was terrific.
Okay.
He did not play well.
Okay, well,
in the playoffs,
do you think Jalen Brown's better than Julius Randle? Then fine, I'll change the question.
I think
that's long term. I'd probably rather have Jalen Brown. Long-term.
Exactly. There you go. So give me some others.
You're getting into these semantics arguments. Jalen Brown's played like shit in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. This series especially. Yes. Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm just. I do think he's an elite duo.
You can talk about the coach.
Yeah, Brad should be.
But if your two best players are this trash in this series, what are you going
to
do?
Nothing. So Reeves was saying to me this morning that he had saw apparently that Brown might be dealing with like that wrist injury from early in the playoffs, which I thought maybe there's some, if you just watching him shoot yesterday made me think maybe there's some truth to it. I mean, he was like airballing threes over. I mean, that's not like him. He's not. I mean, we know him to be a much better player than that.
He's
obviously
taking the mask on. He's putting the mask off.
I'm not making excuses for him.
I'll be honest. I'm actually kind of glad.
Keep that fucking mask off, Jalen. That's my advice.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I'm actually glad the Sixers lost Game 7. Because they would have came out, they would have got whipped by the Heat, and Doc would have ran it back next year with the same exact team.
The Sixers would have more heart than this.
The Knicks were giving the Heat everything they can handle.
Knicks giving the most.
And Knicks fans are fucking crazy.
All right.
Coming out of the woodwork and saying it's a fact.
Who has lost the most games in the playoffs? The Knicks beat the Heat the most times in the playoffs.
Wins versus the Heat, Bucks 1, right. Celtics 0, Knicks 2.
Let me. Love that. About the Heat, though.
We should have won that series.
The Heat, no, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, we should have.
They beat you 4-2. I mean, they handled you pretty good.
Couldn't hit water if we fell out of a boat. They shot the lights out.
One of the games either.
And we were a possession away from forcing seven. Possession away, as shitty as we played.
But you didn't.
Possession away.
Anyway,
the Heat are kind of they're revamping the whole NBA philosophy on what it takes to be a good team. Right? The Heat are one guy, one star offensively, and then another star defensively. Adebayo does everything but score. And then just a bunch of guys. And usually we think you have to have two stars, maybe even three stars. You have to have Klay and Steph together with Draymond on the side. You have to have LeBron and Kyrie. And you have to have Durant and all these. Not the Heat. The Heat are just rolling through the playoffs with one guy being their heart. And, oh, have we talked about the motherfucker Grant Williams? And that happened Saturday, right?
Yeah, that was – I mean, it's, these bench players need
Friday. Friday that happened.
What are these lower-level players talking so much shit for no reason? Like, you don't – like, Brooks and Willing, like, you just shut up.
Al Horford, that scum.
Al Horford, loser.
What did Butler do to him? The video of him kneeling, did he go like this?
Game one, Al Horford hit a three and knelt down and said, like, timeout, better call timeout. And
okay,
Jimmy
I was wondering
back,
what,
right,
got it. I didn't get the full reference. I knew saw exactly what he did. I didn't, and I knew he was dunking on Horford. I got it.
What were you just talking about right before that, though?
I steals more than Thomas Crown.
Four Williams?
What movie? Did that come out in 97?
Something.
What a dated movie. I mean, I got it. I like it.
I don't know. I was thinking Heist.
I like the line in the town.
I was talking about the Heat changing the way that
the Heat play like almost like a college team where it's like you have Strus, you have Vincent, like right. Every guy can shoot and it's the ball goes through Jimmy Butler, but every single guy knows you got fucking Cody Zeller coming out there. Yeah. He's playing. Haslam almost played yesterday. They got so many, like, they don't care who it is. Like, I feel like a lot of these teams, like, for instance, the Suns, were like, it's just Booker or Durant. And these guys are passable everyone.
I was going to say it's very reminiscent of UConn's run that they just did, where they're just plowing through everyone 20-plus
points. This is unseen in NBA.
It is, yeah.
Like, usually you poo-poo anything other than a 1-2-3 seed.
Yeah.
They're an actual 8 seed. They're not the Warriors, like, resting everybody. Or
they're an actual 8 seed, yeah.
They're an actual 8. They lost to the Hawks in a playing game. And they're fucking running through everybody. It's like it's hockey.
Yeah.
Also, this undrafted thing, that narrative needs to just, like, stop. These are just good NBA players.
But if you find them and put them in the right spot, they were undrafted.
Would they be?
The Heat deserve all the credit.
If they got signed by the Clippers, would they be? If they got signed by the Jazz, would they be? Like, they,
No, Gabe Vincent wouldn't play for
like,
many
the Heat deserve all the credit in the world for making it happen, but I'm saying I think at this point you're disrespecting them, just referring to them as undrafted.
Oh,
guys.
I think they're showing like
how long does Struce like Struce has been in the league good for a few years? All these guys have. Like, how long do you have to be good in the league before you're not undrafted guy? You're just like good NBA.
I just think that's part of their story of saying that they're undrafted. I don't think it's disrespect. It's just kind of like
I just think they just they every keep team, over think, and over and
every
over.
Every team in the league has the option to have one star and a bunch of undrafted, and nobody can do it.
How many times did they say Brady was a 6th-round pick? Like, that was just part of his introduction.
You think Gabe Vincent was a good NBA player?
He has. I mean, for them, he has.
No, now he has. I'm saying, like, before this, like.
Like, Struce like Struce has been, like, playing well for years. Like, Caleb Martin's. They've been on this team for years.
But that is the Heat.
Them giving, I thought it's
the Heat culture and the way they've built this thing to help them be what they are. Like,
of course, no, of course. I said they deserve all the
credit. Martin wouldn't be doing this for the Pistons.
I'm just saying. I think it's give the players a little bit. Like, I think they deserve a little more credit than just being like, oh, undrafted guy. It's another three.
Hey, when they make their shots, doesn't matter where they come from.
That's my point. Like, that's like Duncan Robinson signed a $90 million contract. He's not an undrafted guy anymore. Yeah. I get
also,
he's like,
we also don't talk about the Heat a lot with like. They also lost Oladipo and Hero. Like, no one's really even talking about
that. Hero is honestly the big part.
Like, Hero's obviously
He was their second leading scorer.
And then no one's talking about that, and they're still running through it. It's crazy.
You guys want a stat?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true or not, so this might be a bad stat.
Okay.
I love those.
No. It's
fired
good.
At us.
So,
spot the lie.
I think the Miami Heat might be the first team to ever have a negative point differential in the first half and win a championship. They were a minus 0.3 points per game in the regular season.
Jesus.
Yeah, negative point differential.
They are the fourth quarter Kings.
It's crazy that you even said it might be fake because none of us would have known that.
I don't think they were tracking first stats in like the 80s and 70s. Like that's a new age.
Three
stat.
Times in the playoffs, they've been down double digits fourth quarter. They've won.
Yeah. Who's the? I know the Knicks made the finals as an 8 seed. That was a weird year too.
99. That was the lockout.
Yeah. They weren't a true 8 seed either.
They also had Ewing.
What team has made it as a 4 and under?
I don't know. I think the Lakers might have dicked around and gotten to I don't know, lowest seed to win NBA championship. How about that? I've had a lot of Googles today. I've been watching the dozen.
You Google a lot of seed?
Yeah.
What?
Spreading that around.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Lowest seed to win the finals. The Rockets in 95 were a 6 seed.
Really?
And they beat the Magic, yeah.
Really? They were a 6?
They were a 6.
Wow. Hyde and Hakeem?
Yeah. And they won the championship.
Somebody had to be hurt.
That's what I say. One of them was injured, maybe.
The West was loaded, too. The West had the Jazz, Barkley Suns.
Sonics, yeah. Suns, yeah. Nuggets. Dikembe was still kind of fucking around.
Is that the year the Nuggets lost to the...
That was 94, pretty sure.
Was it?
Pretty sure.
Lost to the Nuggets. The Sonics lost to the Nuggets, right?
94, I'm pretty sure. You know what? It could have been 95.
94 was Barkley's MVP year.
It could have been 95.
That was 93, wasn't it?
I think it was 94.
Which year did the Nuggets beat the Sonics? It's either 93, 94, or 95.
Just say all the years and you'll be right.
I said
it's not going to work on the show today.
I said
okay?
3.
That's his future. That's how he does his futures. He picks everyone.
94.
Picked 4 guys. 94. Okay, got it right the first time. 94.
Also,
same year of the OJ chase.
I think you've lost your privileges to talk about the futures when you bet these huge stars and act like you're just this genius.
I am Brooks. I didn't. DeChambeau's not a star anymore.
DeChambeau's a star.
He hasn't been close.
DeChambeau's a star. He is
quite some time.
He is. He just hasn't had it. But he's a star.
125-1 is not picking.
When you look at 125-1, you say I'm going to bet these long shots. You're going to see his name and be like, oh fuck, he's down there. And you're
no, 125-1 is not. And no, you're not a star if you're 125-1. You're just not. Tiger Woods wouldn't even be 125.
DeChambeau is a star.
Played in 2 years.
Still is.
I don't think he is a star.
The Lakers are down 3-0 to the Nuggets.
Not good.
Sweep that shit.
Should I go buy some shaving cream now? How are you going to want to do it?
It's really tough. I literally wanted to shave it now.
Just go ahead and get it over with.
I want to just get it over with. And part of that is me like dissing the Heat because I just want to keep fueling Jimmy Butler's fire.
Yeah.
I'm furious.
You preemptively doing it and then making a lot of money on the team that wins because you fired yourself up would be.
I'm gonna hammer the Nuggets again. I'll be rooting for the Heat.
Can I ask a question?
Better than anybody I know. Go.
So, say 3, 4, 5 years from now.
Are you whispering?
Say 3, 4, 5 years from now, if the Nuggets or Heat, assuming they both make it, don't repeat or have this kind of success again, will they be looked at as a disrespected NBA champion?
Like the 2019 Raptors?
Yeah, because they're playing fucking lights out right now. Yeah. Like both teams. Like it's one
they're
of the things you see in live.
I don't think this team would be as – like you got to remember that Raptors run. There were so many injuries against them. Where this like, there's not really
the
like,
Warriors were all banged up.
Like they literally lost Durant. They lost like who? Mm-hmm. Clay.
Yeah.
Like they lost everybody. Whereas this, I mean, no one's really been injured. There's, I mean, if anything, the Heat we just talked about, they're losing without some of their best, or winning without some of their best players.
I get that.
If they definitely don't. They definitely if they do, they will not deserve it, in my opinion.
I agree.
They've earned it. They both have earned it fair and square.
I get that because that's how the internet lives, and that's how we live in this world of like the negative. Try to see the negative first. And you're right. They're going to be looked at as like a disrespected champion. I think it should be one of those things like Jamal Murray, Jokic, like he's going to go on to do whatever. But it should be, you know what? Yo, that team won a title. Like, or when you're talking about Jamal Murray in 10, 15 years, be like, yeah, he was a great player. Oh, he won. They stole a title. Like, that was a great title run. Why are we not glorifying?
Well, I think one Jokic, title run I think as if like, Jokic won, not that this team, not that the Heat maybe are as good as that, like the last Heat team, but I think the Jokic should get treated almost like a Dirk, like 2011 Mavs like championship.
See Jokic's slob brothers just yelling at Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I did.
Those are his actual brothers?
Scumbags.
Yeah.
No, those weren't his brothers. Those were just two guys.
They're just guys. There's white guys in
Yoko. Oh, I thought they were his brothers. It was captioned as his brother.
No way they're really his brothers.
I thought he was, too.
Ebo, fact or fiction, are they his brothers?
I'll be looking.
I'm pretty sure that the Jokic.
I was just two fans. They called
him. I thought it was
brothers.
I don't think his brothers would be.
They all look like him.
What nationality is
he? I mean, he's Serbian, I think.
They all look crazy, too.
I mean, there's white guys.
Are you red hat on top?
They're tall as fuck.
But, like, how tall?
They're tall.
You could be 6'2 or you could be 7'2.
Oh, it looked like they were like 6'7.
Maybe. I that never even crossed my mind.
But if you're 6'7 and your brother's 7'2, that's bullshit. You gotta be like, God damn it.
You ever seen like the Stephen Adams family?
Uh-uh.
They're all like, even the women are like 6'6.
I would rather be 6'7 and not in the league than 6'7 and normal and not in the league than 7'2 and not in the league.
Yeah, 7'2 and not in the league would suck.
Shout out Jack.
Those were that was his brother.
Yeah, they
oh,
are.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
It was one of his brothers. That's both his brothers are like 7 feet tall.
I don't mind talking shit to Jack Nicholson if he's gonna sit there every game for 40 years. Fuck him.
He's just old man.
He just went like this because he didn't know what the fuck's going on. I can't believe he got to the game.
Who gets that seat?
My son.
Yeah,
he looks exactly like Jokic.
Brother. Yeah.
Yeah,
In my head, I was like, "There's just no way it's Jokic's brother."
Well, because I've seen them,
but like that seat,
they've done shit before that gone viral.
You think that seat should get passed down in the family, or it should go to somebody else?
Jack Nicholson? No, it has to go to another star. You have to,
yes,
be like Leo.
Like he still gets a good seat, but he moves down.
It has to be the next.
Leo doesn't want to go though.
It has to be the next big star.
Leo was a Jordan
guy. That becomes like Michael B. Jordan's seat.
Yeah,
somebody like that.
I don't think he's old enough. I think it needs to be Leo. Would be a good one if he liked it.
He liked Jordan.
He used to be like the next big actor.
You need to win an Oscar to be in that scene.
Tom Hanks, if he wanted it, which I don't think he's. Yeah.
No one would be like, no.
No, but like
Tom Hanks is over
I
there.
I also think, Leo couldn't go to every game.
Looney?
Like guys who are in the moment, like these stars now, like they can't go, Looney they can't be works. In it.
Pretty good.
I don't think it's
Damon Raffler.
I think
Raffler.
You need a guy aging his way.
Celtics, yeah. Brad Pitt?
I'm going to give you a cool one. I think you need a guy like aging his way up, and then that becomes part of his identity. Is he's the Lakers guy? He sits.
Well, give it to us.
Adam Sandler.
No,
he's
a Knicks guy.
But he's not a Lakers fan.
No,
you need it to be. Fine. You need it to be.
You were so excited.
The point is the real fan.
Also needs to have a cool factor, and Sandler doesn't really have a cool factor.
Sandler's one of the coolest guys around.
No,
different kind of cool. Different.
If you're sitting like Jack, floor seats of the Lakers, you gotta have a place on the Holland Drive.
Can't dress like a homeless person.
Hopped up on cocaine.
All right.
Yeah, you wouldn't have said that about a year and a half ago.
I'm a big Adam Sandler fan. He's a slob, though.
Am I wrong or am I right?
What?
You got to be sniffing.
What happened to him the way you said cocaine like he did?
Cocaine?
Adam Sandler? That can't be Adam
Sandler. Hold on. It's not Sandler. We're going to figure this out.
Adam Sandler's cool, but it's not.
Clooney kind of works. Needs to be a little older.
Clooney's too stiff.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It could be him.
Oh,
Chat saying Robert Downey. It's not bad.
No, not.
He's another.
But DiCaprio's like too cool to show up to a Lakers game every day.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill.
No. Fuck no.
I love Jonah Hill, though.
I love Jonah Hill, but he's not just fit.
Not
that.
Jack. Can't be Jack.
He doesn't fit that seat. That's not his seat.
That's not. He sits three seats down.
I think this is. You keep it vacant for him. It's always Jack.
DC? Just don't let him die.
Chat saying Tom Cruise?
No.
Too small.
You would have to explain to basketball what it is to that fucking weirdo.
Denzel.
Denzel would be cool.
Okay.
Denzel
would be really now cool. We're cooking.
I think that's it. That one felt right.
I think we got it.
Now we're cooking. Him or Clooney, I liked. Clooney
cool on my well. I think it's Denzel.
I got an outside one. Probably won't fly. Ben Stiller.
He's a Knicks fan. He's a Knicks guy, right?
He's a Knicks guy.
He scores out almost every Knicks game.
Live tweets the Knicks.
he's a legit, like, diehard
Terry
Knicks
Farrar
fan.
Is the Knicks?
Yeah.
I think Denzel's a Knicks guy, too, though, isn't he?
Actually, he is. You're right.
He is.
But I still, he's so
Knicks,
Hollywood.
Obviously, it's Spike Lee. I would say Ben Stiller might be the number two, like, no Knicks
fan. Why not Michael Fox? B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan, cool because
actually, he's too young. Too.
He's from here. Giants fan.
Actually, yeah, he might be a Knicks fan, too. He's from Newark.
He was too young at the time. He probably got those seats, too. You got to start him young.
Yeah, but like, all right.
What a guy who's going to be there for a
now,
while.
He was doing it in the 80s.
Was Jack Nicholson grown up as a Lakers fan?
Yeah, had to
Jersey.
But he was still
like, he just became famous and was out in L.A., and then he.
Mr. Hollywood, yeah.
But he also, yeah, I remember, yeah, but he's still.
I think you just need to love basketball.
But at this point, he's a Lakers fan. He jumped in at the right time where, like, he didn't. He probably didn't
get
in
a bandwagon.
Like, bandwagon.
Yeah.
I think it's Denzel. I think he's
no, I think, no, but I think he's a Knicks fan. You're right. He's a Knicks fan. I forgot. He's a courtside guy. Not every game guy, but he's courtside Knicks.
Should
decent amount.
If an NBA inside.
He always wears the Yankees fitted.
Honestly, it's
Leo if he wants it.
Let's give it to Kim K.
You want an NBA insider's opinion quick?
No, not really.
Speaking of courtside, Dave Seat last night
Does
was
he ever
hilarious.
He answers sometimes. Let's
Dave,
see.
Dave was doing the book.
Dave was on the scorer's table.
He was on the table.
Should make a call, Rico?
What? I'm going to make a call.
Here. I mean,
everybody stop the show. We got to do one of Rico's bits.
This is actually a big guy, though.
Is this not Broussard?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, Rico Bosco live on Pick Central. We're debating when Jack Nicholson finally dies. Who do you think gets that Lakers seat? We said, go ahead. We'll give yours. We have one really good answer.
I don't know. I haven't even talked about it. I'm prepping for my show. I got to run.
What do you think about Denzel?
Take this topic.
What Denzel.
Clooney.
That'd be great.
Okay. All anybody right. else?
He's not as zany as Jack, so you might want somebody zanier. But yeah, I don't know. Ice Cube, I don't know.
Ooh. Ice Cube's a good one. That's why we call the experts.
Good answer. That's
thanks,
a good answer.
Chris. Have a great show. All right. So he's a good guy.
It's actually a good call there.
It was a good call.
Bosco!
That's a power broker play right
power
there.
Broker.
That is the number one power broker play.
If there's anybody in here from California in for the week enjoying the free food, feel free to clip that good call. Maybe do something for the week.
He had to ruin it. Is Dave ever allowed on the Celtics bench again? After the last
Dave, they didn't do it.
He didn't do it. They didn't even show up.
No, no. What Dave has done is made Florida sports elite.
How?
The Florida Panthers
are
two – ever since he's moved to Miami, the Rays are amazing.
Panthers just went every game in overtime.
Like, the Florida teams are outrageous right now.
That's an 8 seed too, isn't it? The Panthers. Yeah, because they beat
– be careful too because he's going into a nightmare territory. What if the Dolphins just click?
They're better. I mean, Tampa's won championships. Tampa's won multiple championships.
But the Dolphins is worse because it's in his own division.
No, yeah.
He watched Brady go win a title.
Yeah, I think you can only claim
The Lightning have won.
I mean, you go to Tampa Bay, and then you Jack.
Dolphins
I mean, Florida's a big fucking state.
Dolphins are not far off either.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he has to watch the Patriots' demise and the Dolphins right there clicking. That's tough.
Especially once Brady comes back to the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have nothing left.
Jaguars are looking pretty good, too.
Dougie P?
That's barely Florida, though. That's southeast Georgia. All right, where else we at? Carmelo Anthony has retired.
Makes me feel old.
Shame.
This is not a joke. It does feel like he retired 3 years ago. Like
yes,
agree. Yeah, he's a player. He's a player in a couple of years.
Wait. So didn't he retire and then come back to the Trailblazers?
He didn't retire. He didn't play for like a season or like a half season. I think a full season.
He actually put up numbers.
He played well in the Trailblazers. He was on the Lakers for a little bit.
Carmelo Anthony greater than Chris Paul.
Easy.
I think they're the same guy.
I think, but I'm
ours. But couldn't win anything.
I was saying this like years ago, and everyone was like, "You're crazy." And now I think more people agree with me now than
two different players too.
Wait, so different. Carmelo's just so much cooler.
Way cooler.
Way cooler. And also, the Nuggets should still have those jerseys, that light blue one.
Yeah.
Those ones were sick.
I like their 80s jerseys with the skyline.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nuggets were that good.
I actually don't hate their jerseys now, but I like the old ones
light
better.
Blue one. Every last time had their Carmelo Nuggets one.
Only other time they went to the Western Conference Finals was Carmelo in those
him
jerseys.
And AI.
Well, no, they played in the 80s in the Western Conference.
Alex English did.
Is Melo a Nick or a Nugget to you?
Well, to him.
To me, he's a Nick, but I see the reason I liked him, like I liked him out of college. Like, I liked him on the Nuggets, so I mean, I would say the Knicks.
He's an orange man.
I think Nuggets.
He's Nuggets too.
It's close.
He did get them to the conference finals.
Yeah, I think Nuggets.
Yeah, the Knicks as far as they've been in my life.
I don't know. He feels like he had bigger moments as a Knick.
The 62 at the guard.
Who was he playing with when he punched that guy and then ran backwards 94 feet like a bitch?
That's never happened.
That happened. That happened. Mello's in the garden.
Mello's known as one of the best fighters in the NBA.
You're telling me there's not a clip out there of Mello punching somebody on the baseline and running backwards 94 feet?
Correct.
That exists.
No, it doesn't. He socked the guy in his mouth, correct.
And then ran backwards.
Wasn't Mello part of a fight against the Knicks when he was in Denver?
Yes, this is the one, and he ran backwards 94 feet.
I don't think he ran 94
feet. Wilson Chandler, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. I think you might be right. But he's been like a three or four, like, I want to say, good scuffles in the NBA.
Because it's just weird. Like, I was old enough. He was a little bit older than me watching that. I remember that Syracuse championship, and then you watch his whole NBA career.
He's ninth all time in scoring.
We have an emergency text from my father.
All right. Well, your father can always get on the show. Yes. Go ahead.
My father.
Afraid he's going to slander Mello.
Pat Riley should get credit for putting the Heat together as GM.
Yeah,
I agree with that, absolutely.
He's been a part of like 19 finals.
I thought that was a given.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Want to give my father?
Absolutely.
Do you truly think if Spoelstra was the Celtics coach, they'd win the series easily? Or do you think it's...
Not easily.
Well,
but
that takes him away from the Heat also.
If you swap coaches, I think it's a totally different series. I really believe that.
Like, is he that much of an impact on the Heat? I think he is. I have to
give him that credit,
though. I think it's a mix of him being that good and Missoula being
I feel
bad,
bad for slandering him when he had LeBron. Like, anybody can coach his team.
Well, that's why I think
he was the first guy to get that. Yeah.
I think this is why it's the best for him, because it's like, okay, I showed I could do with superstars with the biggest egos and the people that no one knows.
Because what's weird is that narrative did not exist for LeBron's first 4 or 5 years in the league, or 6 or 7.
I think Phil Jackson called a little bit of that.
What?
Phil Jackson caught a little bit of that where this guy can't coach, he only coaches superstars.
No, I'm saying directly to the coaches of LeBron in Cleveland.
Oh.
They did not get
him any
of
other players.
He made the finals. Like, of course he did well because he has LeBron. That didn't exist.
But they didn't give him any other players.
I know. Oh. Spoelstra was the first one to catch that thing, and then everybody got it.
Carmelo Anthony, 10-time NBA All-Star, 2-time All-NBA second team, 4-time All-NBA third team, never first team. NBA scoring champion once, NBA all-rookie team, 75th anniversary team, NCAA champion, Final Four most outstanding player, second team All-American.
He saved Boeheim's career. Somebody tweeted he saved Boeheim's career. He really did.
He did. Well, he changed Boeheim's career. Boeheim's career.
I mean, kind of saved it.
Oh, he 100% saved it.
Because at that's a point, he was still there from like, he was there for 30 years at that point, 35, whatever it was, won a championship. Everybody gets off his back. And they forgot about
it. Like, not only saved it, he validated it. Like, if you were looking back, he coached 40 years and never won a title, you're like.
Yeah.
And I did not. They weren't a one seed.
No, they were a
three. And killed a guy.
Three.
Boeheim.
Did kill a guy.
They were a three seed.
2003 Final Four, Syracuse, Kansas.
I know the other two.
I mean, I know one of them, Marquette. Who was the other one? North Carolina?
Texas.
Oh, T.J. Ford? Yeah. Okay.
You missed some of his best accolades.
What was that?
3-time Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, he's the only one that makes a big deal out of that.
He's the only one that's won 3.
Is that the St. Joe's undefeated year?
What? No.
No, that was next year.
2004, and it was not undefeated.
Well, they lost in the...
They lost in the A-10 quarters. Quarters.
They lost in the regular season. They didn't lose in the regular season, though. That's an undefeated
And they lost in the A-10 quarters and lost in the Elite.
When did Stanford lose that year? Because they both went deep.
They went deep.
Stanford, they
not
went
as,
to like
not 20. As deep, but... Perfect season, though, boys. Keep flapping. Fucking idiots.
You think they shouldn't be proud of that year, St. Joe's?
Should not hang a banner that says perfect season.
They're a small, big
record.
Five
school. They absolutely should.
31-2, whatever it was. What? It's not a perfect
season. They didn't say perfect playoffs. They said
not a perfect season.
That's wasn't a perfect season.
Loser
How many
mentality.
Teams go through a perfect season.
This is St. Joe's.
What yeah, Kentucky
celebrate
a years ago.
Battle for Arizona and quest for New York titles. We're in a title country.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, that was a big leap.
I back winners in my title country.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Do you?
Yeah, for now.
So,
sounds like you're backing a guy that's 1-1.
He's 500.
He's actually like kind of one and a half. He lost to one.
Bad refs.
Got him out.
Bad refs, yeah.
Bad refs.
Officiating got him.
Yeah. Bad refs.
The books were cooked.
They were rigged, though.
So I didn't watch the fight. There was a big fight this weekend, and they got the judging wrong?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I would think most people would agree.
The whole internet.
Lomachenko
like
and Devin Haney.
Yeah.
Devin Haney was the champ. I bet Haney by decision. I was disgusted by it.
Yeah.
I just wish like boxing's so awesome, and it's so great when there's more and more big fights are happening, and I hate it too because Haney's a guy that's like trying to like fight good tough guys and like push that narrative forward, which is great for the sport, but it's just a shame when you have like a just clear. Well, the problem was I think it was like clear Loma. I thought like at worst won like 7-5, and one of the judges gave it to Haney 8-4, which is just impossible.
In baseball, the AL East is insane. The Tampa Bay Rays have been the best team in baseball. They're 34-14. The Orioles are 2.5 games back. Mm-hmm. They're 31-16. They've been incredible. They just swept the Blue Jays, I think. The Yankees are hot. They're 29-20, 5.5 games back. The Red Sox are not bad. Blue Jays are in last place at 25-22. They're 8.5 games back. The Rays, 34-14. 34-14. So they're 20 games over 500. Is that right?
21.
Okay.
Marvel do colors.
You do something for me.
How's that 21 games over 500?
You said 34-13?
I didn't. I said 34-14. Tomorrow we'll do colors.
Dumb That's fuck. 20.
Thank you. So you corrected me to tell me that I said the right thing originally.
We're back to zero. Score's at zero.
We're still doing colors tomorrow?
No.
Okay. How many runs? What's the run differential? 34-14.
Oh, it's a lot.
What would be a dominant run differential?
21 games, you win by an average of
20 games, goddammit.
2-3.
Wait, so 34-14, that's what, 58 games?
60 to 75.
I think it's something stupid from like.
Well, 60 to 75 is like good. That's good.
75 would be good, yeah.
I'd say it's like 90.
90. It's not.
More?
Plus 124.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Plus 124.
20 games, you win by an average of three.
Like 6 runs.
3 runs. You're at 60.
The Orioles are 31-16. They're 2.5 games worse. Their run differential plus 41.
Jesus.
Do you know what other team in the AL sneaky has a crazy run differential? It's not on the sheet.
Who is it?
Tigers?
Rangers.
The Rangers have a plus 108 run differential. Jesus. When they beat you, they beat the shit out of you.
I didn't
and they're
see
29-17. It's
they're
not
good,
like
yeah.
they're like – that's insane.
It's Bochy effect, man.
But like AL East is actually – AL East is disgusting.
Was it last year they had those players and they weren't good.
Imagine being 25-22 and you're 9 games out of first.
You're in last place.
You're in last place. You're 3 games over 500.
In the NL East, that'd be second place.
Yankees are 29-20. They're in third.
Obviously, we'd be winning like half the divisions.
Yeah.
All right.
Central's so bad.
Both leagues.
Are you – and this is my guy. I am not even – this is not talking shit. I love this man.
Right?
He has more home runs in the World Baseball Classic than
I mean it's a talking point in Philly Sports Radio as it should be. There's something up, Trey Turner.
He has more home runs in World Baseball Classic.
And I'm off with these figures a little bit, but like in 2019, his swing and miss rate was like 17%, which is one of the best in baseball. This year it's like 38%.
Yeah, it's something.
So something's up. He's just going. It's so frustrating to watch because he's always in an 0-2 count. He just goes up and hacks. Mm-hmm. And he's not stealing bases. Like, he's the fastest fucking guy in the league. Like, why are you stealing bases?
I don't
bases?
Know what it, – maybe
gotta
it's
get
the
on base.
Maybe it's the contract. Like, that. It's like he's
I don't know, but
up to it. Like, I don't know.
The people are getting ravenous.
No, I see.
Ravenous.
That's a what a word you pulled there. But we're all getting pissed.
All right, Marty, what are your picks?
He's still batting like almost 300.
That's where, Yankees.
Well, okay, can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why?
Lakers are
winning. Why go back to the Lakers?
Lakers are going to win tonight.
Why?
They are. They
what do the Nuggets have to do to keep you, not even to bet the Nuggets, just to stop betting the Lakers?
I bet the Lakers to win the series 28.
All gone, Brandon.
All right, so you're going with Lakers.
Yeah. Fixing that, man.
Lakers minus three, Yankees minus 1.5, White Sox, Rangers, and Rays.
Just one pick for you.
All in, and I have a massive bet on them to just win the series. So,
I just don't know how you don't take Nuggets and Nuggets to win money line. Like, if I lose, okay, I lost. But the way they're playing, it's like yesterday. I bet the fucking Celtics. Why?
Like, I was so mad at myself.
Why do you bet the Celtics? It's so obvious.
I couldn't believe it. I just was. Yesterday was one of those I just was like, no way they can just be this bad.
Yeah. I got two words for it.
And then you knew in about 5 minutes.
And then 5 minutes in, I was like, oh, no, they just are gutless.
You know why I'm betting the Lakers?
Why?
Mo Bamba. Yeah.
Who knew Mo Bamba was on the team?
I did. I've always wondered why he wasn't playing, and now.
I'm going Lakers too. I think LeBron does it. Pirates, Brewers, Braves, Dodgers, bet with Smitty, Zach Wheeler, and I have a play of the century. Ignore the record, play of the century, announcing it now. The experts under 1.5 games in the dozen tournament.
Wow.
We're one and done, huh?
Think we're one and done?
Under 1.5 wins or under 1.5?
That means you technically could win
1.5 games played.
Oh, played.
One.
So you're predicting I lose my first round match.
I'm not.
Do colors tomorrow, Brandon.
It'd be awesome if Fran and PFT just uprooted and kicked them out.
I'm going to tell the truth. I believe in you guys. I don't think Uptown Ball's going to lose their first round match. I believe in you.
We'll find out.
I'm not going to throw
it. We have a championship, so it really doesn't matter.
Smitty, you have. I saw the numbers that Big Ev tweeted. Holy shit.
What?
I didn't mean to do that. When people question, I'm just
I was gonna say something. It was like, you really did Brandon Walker dirty there.
I felt bad after the fact.
And I saw the number. Whoa!
I felt bad after the fact.
The NBA numbers?
Oh, yeah. It was the whole thing.
It wouldn't let you like screenshot it to one small line, so you had to do the whole thing.
It was the whole thing. It said all of our records.
It was one of those like someone said it, and then I was like, oh fuck.
Hold on, let me give you my.
Why put in an extra 30 seconds of effort to save your friends?
Astros money line, A's.
I wouldn't let me. It wouldn't let me.
Over 8. I'll lay the Rangers. And Nuggets Lakers over 224.
All right. The Yak is up next. Short outro today because I have to pee tremendously.
Time to wipe her.